And we spent a lot of time talking about venetoclax hypomethylating agents, and I'd like to know what your thoughts are about those data.
You know, first of all, it's early. There's one study essentially, and it's a single arm study. So we need to take these with some caution. Usually when you take these to larger populations in phase three and whatever, the data goes down. But with that, the combination has been very impressive, particularly in terms of response. The median duration, the median survival also looks better than you would expect. It's about 17 months. And, you know, some historical data would suggest that you would expect about 10 months, something like that. But because these patients are on clinical trial, they're not the general population. You know, they have the selection of having, you know, a good creatinine, a good liver, a good heart, and, you know, all these things. So it is an older population, but a healthier older population in general. So now, but still, I think that the combination is very effective, no question. Certainly, it gives very high rates of response. And I do think that there's going to be a survival benefit if you end up doing a randomized study. It may not be as large as the comparison with historical data, but it is going to be beneficial.
Do you think that this is a regimen that should be considered or utilized outside a trial setting in general practice right now?
I use it a lot outside of trials. The key factor here is reimbursement for venetoclax. Today, it is not approved for AML. I think it'll be approved soon. But still, you can get it reimbursed in many instances. You know, I request approval before I start. So many denials, you can get them approved after an appeal if you provide all the references and the literature and all of that. So I can get it approved in a good number of my patients. So if it is approved, then I give it. So I would say that a good 2/3 of the patients where I want to give it outside of a clinical trial, I'm able to do it.